The Air Force's proposal to relocate a squadron of F-16s from Eielson Air Force Base South to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson has been scrapped. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, members of Alaska's congressional delegation received the news midday today.
Alaska's congressional delegation met via teleconference with Acting Air Force Secretary Eric Fanning. Senator Lisa Murkowski says during that meeting, Secretary Fanning told her estimated cost savings associated with the relocation didn't pencil out.
They had gained new information in recognizing that the savings that would be achieved simply did not materialize. That not only was there not going to be a savings, but in fact, there was going to be a cost.
Murkowski was joined by Senator Mark Begich and Congressman Don Young to announce the Air Force's decision. Senator Begich calls it good news, but he says the delegation should continue to focus on the future.
Now that we've kind of won this battle, we have to win the war, and that is F-35s, the Gray Eagles, other missions that we can apply to Eielson.
Senator Murkowski says nothing is guaranteed. She also says Alaska has things going for it that other locations don't.
We've got better training grounds in Alaska than anywhere else in the country. The other thing we know for sure, we're always going to sit in the same place on the globe. And so when you want to figure out how close we are to Europe or how close we are to North Korea or how close we are to any place else, we have a strategic advantage. Now, that's a constant.
Both senators joined Congressman Young to add that the Air Force's decision doesn't mean Alaska won't face similar situations in the future.
You never let your guard down.
There we go.
That's where you're going to get in trouble.
There we go.
You know.
But we know who to call.
Yeah. And we know some tactics now.
Yep, we're ready.
The three say the announcement is welcome amid tight budgets, sequestration, and the current government shutdown. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.